When the New Hampshire Senate adopted its budget, Governor Hassan was quick with some highly qualified praise. On the bright side, the governor called the Senate plan an improvement over the House version. On the not-so-bright side, she called it unbalanced and said it could hurt families. The governor then laid down a marker. To be acceptable, state budgets need to be bipartisan.
Any budget that relies only on the votes of one party has not so far shown itself to meet the expectations of the people of New Hampshire or the needs of our businesses and our economy.
The budget now in effect, passed 2 years ago during the governor's first term, did have the cross-party support she says she so prizes, but came at a rare time when the legislature was divided. Dems ran the House, the GOP led the Senate. Finding other examples of bipartisan budgets is tough. Concord Democrat Mary Jane Wallner has served in the New Hampshire House since 1981.
You know, we have in the past done it.
But other than 2 years ago?
I think maybe there was a year, I can't remember exactly which year it was, when Governor Shaheen was governor. But, you know, it is rare.
One-party budgets have been the norm in Concord, regardless of which party is in control. It was certainly the case when Governor Hassan was the Senate's majority leader, which is one reason some Republicans consider her talk of bipartisan compromise fighting words.
She never has to pay for her ridiculous comments, and I wish she would.
That's 15-term Kingston State Rep. Ken Wyler. Like plenty in the GOP, Wyler remains frustrated Hassan claimed political credit for the current budget, even though it was crafted mostly by Republicans in the Senate.
She was condemning it one day and congratulating herself for passing it the next day, and it was the same budget.
Either way, the budget's bipartisan flavor, it cleared the Senate 24-0, helped Hassan get reelected. In her next campaign, be it for governor or U.S. Senate, hangs over the next state budget. Hassan has said she'll share her plans for 2016 when the budget's put to bed. What's already clear, however, is that Republicans aren't eager to have the process help Hassan again.
As governor, Hassan first proposed a $1 billion spending increase. After that, $700 million more. To pay for it?
Indiana-based Impact America Action is spending $1 million to air TV ads coinciding with budget negotiations. The New Hampshire Republican Party, meanwhile, is taking aim with a shutdown clock, suggesting state functions will grind to a halt if Hassan doesn't strike a deal with Republicans by July 1st. GOP leaders in the state house move fast to discredit that idea, but that doesn't mean Republicans plan to send the governor a budget she'll much like. House Finance Chairman Neil Kirk is leading the budget talks. He kicked things off Friday afternoon with a telling observation that neither chamber's budget extends Medicaid expansion and neither includes a pay raise for state workers.
Those are commonalities that I think are important and which will facilitate are coming to a mutual agreement.
But not perhaps agreement with the governor. Medicaid expansion and the state employee pay raise are among her top priorities. She also wants to undo GOP business tax cuts and spend more on higher education, substance abuse, mental health, corrections, and transportation. Late last week, the governor declined to say which goals were most important to her, but did say at this time of year, everybody should be prepared to give.
If I'm going to compromise, we need to see compromise from the legislative leadership as well, and that's part of what this process is about.
Some years more than others. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.